Hello.
Hi, Mr. Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
It's Paul calling back. I guess you called in. You spoke with Michael. I'm not sure why he was not able to transfer the call over to me. He just messaged me to call you back.
Okay. All right.
So when I pull up the client interview calendar, oh boy, we're a little booked up for the day, but there is a 5 o'clock. If you're available between 5 and 6, it's about a 25, 30-minute phone call. It gets you maybe a few minutes after 5, gets you off the phone around 5:30. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. That would be the only client interview time available today. Tomorrow's a little bit more wide open, but would that 5 o'clock work out for you?
Yes. Now, that's okay. Going to get us into the listings for Des Moines area, right?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, especially with the paid Google or the paid ads that we're going to run for you. We'll be able to target specific zip codes, subdivisions even, of course, cities and towns. We're not going to draw a big circle around you, but it is very precise where we are going to make sure that those ads are running so you can get those phone calls.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got that call scheduled, that follow-up call for 5. At 4 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled for 5, and then I'll send you in just a minute here a calendar invite to your email. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. And then, did you say that payment was MasterCard? I think you said Visa, right?
Hold up just a second. Let me see. Oh, it's a MasterCard. It's a MasterCard. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
The business name.
But is it the Affordable Pro Exteriors or Affordable Pro Roofing and Construction on that particular card?
On the front, it just says Affordable Roofing, which isn't correct. That's what it says.
Well, I mean, I've heard people say, like, you know, if it was a lengthy name that they cut off one of the words in the middle of it. So, you know, at least yours makes pretty much sense for what you do. And then you should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. And if you want to read that back 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back.
Hold up just a second. Do we have a marketing card? This should be paid with marketing.
That is a good question. Do you have a lot of
those, like, okay. I'm going to pay with my marketing account.
Okay. Is that still a Master?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Hold up. 5401.
Okay.
8300.
Yes, sir.
0014.
Okay.
4398.
And then the expiration month and year?
01 of 25.
01 of 2025, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
268.
So I got 268 on the back of that card, and January or 01 of 2025 for the expiration. The card itself, was it 5401-8300-0014-4398?
Correct.
Okay. Does that bill at, the address I see is 3939 Bowling Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, 52404,
yeah.
Or is it does bill there?
Yeah.
Okay. In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have that information that I already gave you, the client support phone number, the hours of operation, and then, of course, the support email. Now, that support@localsplash.com email, that's kind of the catch-all for everything related to the account. You can certainly email anything and everything there. If you do email, if you can include your username, which is being generated now, Well, it looks like it's just going to be your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, but it's the other number. It's the 319-521-2825. 319-521-2825. That will always be the username on the account. In just about a minute here, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system, and then you're also going to receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there will be on the email, the invoice email, I should say, a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did. Just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. And I'm also sending you that client, that calendar invite for your client interview. You'll get that to your inbox as well. And that's going to have, like I said, local splash CIENG, which is client interview in English. Then it's got your username, which again is basically just the business phone number. Then it's got your name and then the number that we're speaking on here.
Okay.
So
what's the password then? You said that.
Oh, yeah. So there's no, well, let me see if I can pull it up. Your client dashboard is not active yet, but the password is going to be best Google. At least that's the default password. BESTGOOGLE, of course, all lowercase, no space. Best Google will be the default password. In fact, when you receive the invoice email, that link to the written terms and conditions, let me know when you receive that. Our automated system should have sent that out to you. It sends both a text as well as an email. The email says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Of course, the invoice is below. But if you click on the click here, it's going to have the Local Splash terms of experience. That's where the link, the text message goes to automatically. But talking about the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization, is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay. So again, we'll optimize your business on Google. Of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing. You know, Bing is about 1 out of 10 people, whereas Google is almost the other 9 out of 10. But we want you to have at least the major components of people going online. The other directories will pretty much take care of the rest, Yelp, Facebook. You know, we'll create almost 70 different directories. It's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. I don't really want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do need you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to type in your first and last name. As it appears, it's case sensitive and appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got David Hernandez in that box, just click the confirm signature. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as the cost of the setup, that it's the month-to-month, that, and of course, it also allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it's an important step in the process. It actually does allow us to get a head start on the account before that client interview, although that client interview, like I said, is coming up pretty quick here.
Okay. So this got into my mobile phone number, which is my first phone number. Should that be the business number instead?
So the business number, yeah, I changed the number on here, the contact number, so I could send you out that text message, but I can change it back to the business number. It can only send a text to the one that we've got in that particular spot. But I do have the business number as the 319-777-2845, and then you do have the secondary number, the 319-899-8000. The number that we've got right now is not for us to promote the one that we're speaking on. This is really more for us to contact you regarding your account, but I can change that back. Is there a primary that you prefer, the 319-521-2825 or the 800 or 8,000 number?
Probably 521-2825 would be good.
Okay, so I'll fix that. I'll change that here. Like I said, I just had to change it so that you can get that text message, but I'll change that. That will be the primary business number that we'll be promoting for you. If it asks you for a username and a password, you can stop there. You'll know that you've correctly submitted that information. It's really just our automated system thinking that, well, one, that your tracking system is already activated, and two, that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you for a username and a password.
Okay. Can you hold just a second?
Yeah, sure. Sure, no problem.
This is getting set up. It's Google Ads and Google Optimization. We'll get into the first page, and I can do more. For Google Ads, and then there's also Facebook ads where they pop up on Facebook, and then there's also the optimization in Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
So you can pause it, but you have to contact them 3 days before the billing cycle. So like we could pause it like February if we're down over the winter, but you have to contact them before the billing cycle's up.
Okay.
What day is billing cycle up on the month? Is it the first?
So it actually bills on today's date. If you forget, and I know this firsthand, that many years ago I used to work in the client support team. So the billing date is the 25th. We would want you to call us by maybe the 22nd, something like that. But if you happen to forget, you call us after the 25th. You know, we at that point we would refund your most recent payment. But, you know, if you call a couple of days before, we are closed on the weekend, then we can just put the service on hold. You know, it could be for a month, 2 months, 3 months. If winter sticks around and really slows you down, you want to keep it paused, we can definitely do that. We don't charge you during that time or after that fact.
Okay.
Okay. So, and again, that toll-free number is perfect. So you'll get the reminder email. There's still a little bit of time here for that reminder email to be sent out for that 5 o'clock scheduled client interview. And I'm also sending you that calendar invite. That calendar invite, again, is going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. It's got the username, your name, and then your phone number. And then were you able to put in that information? Let me update on my end. I'll see if you were or not.
You mean the?
Yeah, on that one page. If it asks you for a username and password, then you know that you've got it correct. But it is asking at the bottom that you type in your first and last name.
Okay, now it's asking for the username. So the username is the.
Yeah, so the username is 319-521-2825. So that's the username. It cannot be changed. I did give you the default password, but if you try logging in now, and again, you don't have to. It's just the automated system thinking that your tracking system is already activated, so it's thinking you're trying to access it. We do need to do the client interview first to get the information to create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or two when your client dashboard is activated, we'll send by text and email, again, the information that I already gave you, which is the username and the default password. Again, that default password is best Google, all lowercase, no space, but you don't have to try to put that in right now. It's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking and reporting system here. So, of course, our job is to get your phone ringing. The, you know, Google and Facebook, they want us to say 7 to 10 business days to get the ads up and going. In my experience, that's usually worst-case scenario, especially since you've already got a website that we can promote, might be 7 days or even less. For the local search engine optimization, for maximum optimization, it does sometimes take 30 to 45 days. That's why we've got the paid ads to kind of support, bolster, kind of solidify, strengthen, expand that coverage, as well as expedite it. They kind of work together. Google gives preferential treatment for people that are doing ads as well. That's kind of where Google makes the majority of their revenue. But obviously, you know, it is still a month-to-month service, no contract. We just got to get your phone ringing and earn your business. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. It is going to be someone else, though, from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 5 o'clock hour. But I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting that great-looking website out there for more people to see. And then, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. You take care, David. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.